First to a promise Trump said he'd keep from day one, eliminating DACA. That's Obama's program that offers temporary legal status to people who were brought into the country illegally as children. Deferred action for childhood arrivals. Some 750,000 young immigrants are covered by DACA. Kelly is a 25-year-old whose family brought her to the U.S. from Peru as a child. She's protected from deportation by DACA. When we spoke with her right after the election, she asked that we use just her first name. She was worried about how people around her might treat her. Kelly joins us now again. Do you still feel that way, Kelly?
No, actually, after thinking about it and seeing a lot of people coming out and sharing their stories and a lot of support, I feel like giving my complete name and face to the problem actually brings awareness. So I feel completely different now.
Well, we can't see you on radio, but what is your full name, Kelly?
Kelly Izike.
Kelly Izike. So does it feel kind of liberating to come out and say, I am who I am?
It's like a weight off your shoulders, and it lets you tell a better story without having to lie constantly or make up things.
So tell us a bit of your story. What has DACA enabled you to do?
Well, when DACA was introduced, I was a senior in college, and so I was really worried about what to do with my degree. So as soon as it was introduced, I was actually able to get a job. It was just a retail job, but then I was also able to get an internship at the UN, at the United Nations. Mm. It was an unpaid internship, but that went on to leading to more opportunities. And now I currently work for a nonprofit organization that seeks to help women internationally and protect women's rights.
So you've had all this life, work, education experience here in the U.S. If DACA was suddenly eliminated, you would have no more protection?
Yes. Basically, I wouldn't be able to work legally anymore.
So just describe kind of what you've been thinking, what you've been feeling as the new president takes office.
I've been overwhelmed with a lot of emotions. At first, I was very scared, especially while the transition was happening. But now I feel a lot more powerful. And even though there is this threat, this looming threat, I feel like especially I need to just remain calm and seek other ways and try to just tell my story and try to make people understand that we're not here, you know, to mooch off government assistance, that we're really here to try to be part of the society. And a lot of us have accomplished that, and we've entered the workforce within 4 years and have contributed so much already.
Is your own family a mix of people who are undocumented and others who are U.S. citizens? And how's all of this playing out in your immediate family?
Yes. So my immediate family is made up of U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and undocumented. We are very close with one another. And there's also guilt because some of them are like able to not have to worry about this every day.
Are they feeling
guilty?
Hard.
Yeah. Like I feel like they do, especially like my parents. I feel like they feel a little bit guilty because they are permanent residents now. So, yeah,
your parents are permanent residents.
Yes, they are.
But you're still covered under DACA. So it's
yes.
conceivable that you could be deported while your parents would be able to stay.
Yes, correct.
How does that make you feel? That must be really weird.
Yeah, it's it makes me feel a lot of emotions, even though there is that weird emotion of, okay, we might be able to stay and you might have to go. We're still very close to one another and we support one another no matter what.
Kelly, I don't know if you were watching, but yesterday on Fox News Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus talked about DACA. Let's just hear what he had to say real quick.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to work with House and Senate leadership as well to get a long-term solution on that issue. But
so they weren't going to do DACA until...
I'm not going to make any commitments today, but I obviously foreshadowed there a little bit.
All right. So, Kelly, what do you make of that? Did it feel to you like Priebus was saying Trump is going to undo DACA?
So it's a little bit disconcerting to kind of hear them saying that they don't want to give comments on something that he has been promising from day one.
Yeah. So what are your immediate plans, Kelly?
So my immediate plans, if it does happen to be revoked, is just to have a conversation with my employer and also have a conversation with my family and see what we can do together. And also just create networks and connect with people and share our stories and continue fighting. Even if, you know, I'm not able to work legally, I'll continue to let the administration know that I'm here and that I'm ready to take on anything.
Kelly Izike lives and works in New York City and is protected from deportation by DACA.